Good morning.
早上好。
So my voice is a little weary this morning, so please bear with me.
他的声音今天有点奇怪，请大家忍耐一下。
First, I want to start with a little announcement.
我想给大家一个宣告一件事情，跟大家讲一下。
So this week is VBS, Vacation Bible School.
这个礼拜是小孩子的这个暑假的暑期圣经学校。
So don't forget to ask people to come. We sure would love to have them. It's a really cool theme this year.
我叫他们，请他们来，他们参与实在是件很有趣的事情。
And also those who helped on Friday, we still got a little bit more to do. So if you can stay after church, that would be awesome.
Yeah, 当然那个。当然有些事情要准备一下，所以如果你能够留下来帮个忙那是很好的事情。
So you have to work to pay especially a little bit more attention because there's not going to be much animation in me today.
我今天可能缺少一点能力，需要大家来帮个忙。
So a celestial inheritance requires a celestial candidate.
一个属天的产业需要很认真的属天的继承人。
Believe it or not, this is a quote from the Mormon Church.
这是从摩门教会他们常讲的一句话。
Now, even though the Church of Latter-day Saints is clearly laced with heretical teaching, I believe this phrase is appropriate for our message today.
尽管那个摩门教本身它有一些异端的教导，但是这句话本身对我们今天来说是很合适的。
Please read it out loud.
让我们再把它读的声音大一点。属天的遗产需要一个认真的属天的候选人。
So what does this mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
Simply, you need to be serious about being serious about being a disciple of Christ.
那意思就是说，你应该非常认真地考虑怎样成为一个认真的基督的门徒。
In seminaries across the globe,
在全球的许多的神学院里边
，there are a few select books that are used in almost every one of them.
他们通常都用有几本书是大家都在同时都在用的。
Richard Foster's Celebration of Discipline.
Foster 的一本叫纪律的战理，操练的战理。
And James Fowler's Stages of Faith, which is used not only across theological communities, but across a lot of psychological communities.
James Fowler's 的这个圣经的阶段不光是在神学里边，也反正在心理学院的心理学的那个学校里边也是在用。
Both of these books are really enriching, but they are also pretty humbling.
他那个这两本书内容都非常的丰富，而且是让人非常的幸福的。
Now Richard Foster's book is actually celebrating its 40th anniversary this year.
那个 Foster 的那本书今年已经40个年头了。
And it's still being used.
仍然是在用。
See, I think it's because Foster was able to glean from the scriptures, some of the most important information needed for us as followers of Christ.
那我认为是因为 Foster 他能够把圣经里边的一些教导里边最重要的部分
，and the most
把它提出来。
And the most important feature of his methodology can be summed up in simply one word: action.
他最重要的信息可以很简单的用一个字来表达。就是行动。
Discipline requires someone to take action in their growth.
这个操练需要我们的行为，让我们能够成长。
And like Christ, he just took action. We are to take action and surrender our will to God.
就像基督在地上的时候。他那个有行为，所以我们也应当有行为。
I first thought of this topic at our summer retreat this past weekend in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
那我第一次想到这样一个题目，是我去在那个Pennsylvania 的这个今年的退休会。
We went to see a recreation of the tabernacle.
我们也去看了这个重造的这个会幕。
Now, as a set designer, I was a little underwhelmed at the quality, but it was still an interesting experience.
虽然它的质量是我好像不是特别的恭维，但是是很值得去看的。
And the lady directing it didn't really like that I commented that they got a couple parts wrong.
那他们后来跟我说，他有几个部分做的不对。
But what I was most impressed with was when we were watching the video.
让我印象最深的是我们在看那个那是电视 video 录像。
And I remembered that Pennsylvania was where the Anabaptists settled from the New World. I mean, into the New World.
那个费城宾州，宾州是那个重禧派，那个从欧洲过来的时候，那个首先居住的地方，落脚的地方。
I assume you can link Anabaptist and understand that our heritage as Southern Baptists connect.
那个重禧派就是我们那个今天的那个浸信派、浸信会他们的信仰就是我们的信仰从他们那里来的。
So Richard Foster is a Quaker.
那个 Richard Foster 是一个Quaker， 也是另外一个教派的，近前的教派的。
Which is one of the legs of Anabaptist.
是那个重禧派的其中一个分支。
So this all together is one of the reasons why I chose to speak about spiritual disciplines.
那就是因为这些原因，所以我选择今天讲这个操练。
Another reason is because I feel that it's something that we, as followers of Christ, typically overlook.
另外一个原因，我要讲这个，是因为我们作为一个基督徒，常常忽略的地方。
I'm saddened by the number of people I meet who claim to believe in Christ, but make little to no effort to transform their habits.
那我非常的忧伤，因为我们很多人自称是基督徒，但是我们没有努力去改变我们的行为习惯。
Now keep in mind, this is not a new phenomenon. We can find in scriptures those who did not do it.
那当然不是一件新的事情，在圣经里边就有一些人就是这样。
So let's look at the next verse, which is Matthew 7:21-23, and I'll ask you all to read it to save my voice.
Okay, 那我们大家一同来读。这个马太福音第七章二十一到二十三，大家同来读好吗？凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵循我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日，必有许多人对我说：主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说：我从来不认识你们，你们这是作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Evil doers,
作恶的人。
Words don't get much stronger than that, do they?
都没有比这更强的词了。
Just doing good does not make you a disciple.
光做一些好事不能让你成为一个基督的门徒。
The word disciple appears 296 times, and the word discipline appears 49 times in the NIV version of the scriptures.
在这个NIV 这个分析这个圣经版本里边这个 disciple 出现296次这个 discipline 就是操练这个词出现49次。
I think from the mere numbers alone, we can conclude that discipleship is a very important topic in Christianity.
光从这些 数字上我们可以看到这个属灵的操练啊，做出门徒在基督教里边是一个非常重要的观念。
It was clearly an important topic in Judaism also.
啊，当然在这个旧约的犹太教里边也是非常非常重要的。
Let's look at Deuteronomy 8:5.
让我们看一看《生命记》啊，第八章第五节，大家一同来读。若是你们用英文读，我们用中文读。你当心里思想，耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
Now, more often than not,
我们经常会想
，people think that this teaches that God punishes.
啊，这个就是在教导我们说，上帝总是处罚我们。
That God is tough on His people.
God, 上帝对他的子民非常的严厉。
Some people even think that God is some kind of celestial cynic or cosmic killjoy.
有的人认为上帝是那个天国的愤世嫉俗者，或者就是专门不喜欢你高兴的人。
Sadly, this attitude allows them to miss how Hebrews conjoins with Deuteronomy.
那这种态度让他们看不到在新约圣经里边的希伯来书。讲同样的信息，同样的话。
Let's look at Hebrews 12:5.
我们就看一下希伯来书十二章五至六节，大家一同来读。你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：“我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候，也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。”
The Lord will discipline us.
上帝会会训练我们。
The Lord will chasten us.
上帝会惩戒我们。
But remember,
但是你们要记得
He has a divine purpose for our lives.
他是有一个神圣的目的。
Because He is holy, we are to be holy.
因为他是圣洁的，所以要求我们也是圣洁的。
So I think the next logical question for anyone listening and participating in life is how.
当然下面一个很自然的一个问题就是怎么样怎么做。
How does discipline work?
那个操练怎么样来做操练。
How does it help?
怎么样操练对我们有到底有什么样的帮助
？Discipline is a restructuring of a person's characteristics.
那个操练就是重新塑造我们的品格。
It's a restructuring of our fundamental option of who we are in our natural, born, spiritual.sake.
就是让我们重新来认识到我们在属灵的重生以后到底我们是谁。
Discipline is a redistribution of a person's priorities.
那个操练是让我们重新来安排我们的生命的优先次序。
And discipline is controlled, gained by obedience.
那个属灵的操练就是让我们按照因着我们的顺服，我们可以在上帝的管制之下。
And never forget, obedience is a blessing.
那不要忘记那个操练是一个祝福。
But still, how?
那到底是怎么样祝福呢？
The scriptures state that he chastens us.
那个圣经教导我们说上帝是惩戒我们。
Chastening is God's moderating effect on each of us.
那个操练是上帝用温和的方式来训练我们。
God moderates.
上帝用温和的训练。
He observes.
他观察。
He checks in on us.
他那个检查我们。
And does so for the sake of each of us.
那当然是为了我们的好处。
Now the word pastor means teacher.
牧师就是教师。
And a good teacher also moderates.
好的老师也是要管教小。
He also observes.
他也去观察。
He also checks in with the students.
他也在看小孩子到底在做什么。
And make sure that they're paying attention.
让他们能够那个关注。
And this brings me to an important point.
让我到把我们带到一个很重要的要点。
If you,
如果
who are people who don't want to change,
如果你不愿意去改变
we don't want to examine our walk,
我们也不想去来检查我们的行为
we don't want to spend time in communion with Christ,
我们也不愿意花时间和基督在一起
or we don't want to confess our sins and our shortcomings,
我们也不愿意向来我们来坦白我们的罪和我们的短处
then there are three critical questions I want you to take 30 seconds to ponder.
那这三个问题让我希望你们花个30秒时间来去思想一下。
And the first one's on the screen. If you're not trying, how can God have a moderating effect on you?
如果你不努力的话，上帝怎么能来调整你呢？
If you're not trying, how can God use discipline to restructure your character?
那如果你不努力的话，不试的话，上帝怎么样来调整你的性格呢？
And if you're not trying, how can God redistribute your priorities?
那如果你不试的话，上帝怎么样来重新调整你的优先次序呢？
Discipline requires commitment.
那个操练需要我们的承诺。
Even commitment when you're not at your 100%.
如果甚至当你不想去做的时候，你仍然要去要做，这叫做承诺。
Commitment that will push through.
那commitment 就是。这个承诺让你能够坚持去做。
Now, does one day when this woman decides, "Hey, I'm going to run a marathon."
那有一天，一个女的说，嘿，我今天要那跑马拉松。
Does she go out that day and just say and start running?
那她是不是就那天就跑出去参加比赛呢？
No, she's pretty smart.
她比较聪明。
She realizes she needs to train.
她认识到说，她需要训练。
She realizes she needs to change.
那她需要改变。
She has to work harder.
那需要来更努力。
More exercise.
更多的操练。
Better diet.
需要好的饮食。
And here's the most important one.
这是最重要，下面这个是最重要的。
A commitment of time.
花上时间。摆上时间。
To run a marathon, you have to average about 80 miles of running a week.
那如果你要跑马拉松的话，你每个礼拜要跑80英里。
Brings me to this point.
那下面是一个要点。
Discipleship into the way of Christ is not an easy road.
来。主的门徒不是一个简单的事情。
Just look how it's said in Matthew 7.
我们看看刚才的马太福音。OK, 大家一同来读。你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的， 进去的人也多。引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Or, that's not good enough for you. Let's look at Luke 13.
路加福音，大家一同来读。有一个人问他说：“主啊，得救的人少吗？”耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。”即使家住起来关了门，你们站在外面叩门说：“主啊，给我们开门。”他就回答说：“我不认识你们，不晓得你们是从哪里来的。”
A seminary professor once told us that we need to find something in scripture three times before we consider it doctrine.
我们有一个神学院的教老师说一个教授说，你至少在那个圣经里面找到一件事情出现三次你才能成为一个那个叫正式的正规的教导。
That was number two.
那这是第二次了，已经是。
So here's the thing. If we don't want to hear the truth,
如果你不想知道这个真理的话，
we're going to be prone to ignore it.
我们总是会有办法来把它忽略的。
Even if it's right in front of our face.
甚至在当着我们的面，我们也可以不。
Or how about this? Even if it's projected really large on a screen in a room that you're sitting in right now.
甚至当他写的很大的字放在这个荧幕上在你们面前的时候。
So let's look at the third one.
我们看看第三个。
Matthew 10, 32 through 39.
让我们大家一同来读。马太福音十章上下到三十九节，凡在人面前认我的，我就在天上的父面前也必认他；凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认他。你们不要想，我来是叫地上太平。我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的。爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。得着生命的将要丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。Okay.
Youth, remember the Bible also says honor your mother and father.
因为是你们要记得，圣经上也要孝敬，说要孝敬自己的父母。
See, the thing is the one part that when we read this, we kind of skim over, and it says, "More than me, love God more than anyone else that you love."
这里边这个。经文里面给我们一个强烈的信息，就是爱神要爱个超过自己，并且超过所有的一切的人。
And if you love God more, then the love you'll have for those who you love will be even better.
如果你那样的爱上帝的话，你也会更加的爱你所爱的人。
Now I could throw even a few more scriptures at you to go past three.
当然我也可以找出另外一些。相关的经文来。
But I'm pretty sure I've set a pretty good foundation for understanding of what is required to be disciplined in order to become a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我想我已经讲得相当的清楚了需要人需要操练才能成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Now we get to talk about the good part.
但是一个现在我也讲一下。
We get to talk more about how we do it.
那现在就是要讲一些怎么样来做。
So, using Foster's book, he breaks it up into three main sections.
那个 Foster 这本书《属灵的操练》，他把这个题目从三个方面来讲。
He calls them the inward disciplines, the outward disciplines, and the corporate disciplines.
他讲是内在的操练、外在的操练和集体的操练。
In short, I can honestly tell you his book is pretty thorough.
这本书相当的全面。
So we'll get to this one in a minute.
我们这一点来慢慢的讲。
But first we're going to get past some that we already know.
那我们先讲一些我们已经知道的部分。
Prayer.
祷告。
The last message I talked about supplication, intercession, petition, and thanksgiving.
上次我们讲到的时候讲到恳求、代祷、祈求和感谢。
Now, since you all are geniuses with perfect memories, I'm sure you remember each and every word I said.
当然你们都是天才。
I'll come on and laugh at that throat guy about
you. 你们全都那个记得非常的清楚，所以每一条你们都记住了。
But those of us who fell asleep,
当然我们是睡觉的人。
I'm hoping you remember that Thanksgiving is the only one that will always give you a positive answer.
那当然就是，你要知道那个感恩只是一个，仅仅是一个对你有正面回应的一种。
Or at least a positive answer from a human perspective.
至少从人的角度来看。
Worship is another one we know.
我们也知道那个敬拜。
Or at least we think we know.
至少你认为你是知道的。
Foster will probably open your eyes a little bit more about this.
但是 Foster 可能会让你的眼睛睁开，睁得更大一点。
But in those three categories, there are 12 disciplines.
在他的那个三个那个操练的方面，总共有十二条的这个操练。
Now relax, guys. I'm not going to cover all 12.
我不用，不会讲那么多，每一条都细细的讲。
But I believe each and every one of these are extremely important for those of us who want to follow our Lord the way we are supposed to and the way we are to shape our spiritual life.
当然我相信每一个人当认真的跟随主的人都是每一条都是非常认真的，而且都是非常重要的，而且每一条都会改变我们生活、生命的某一个方面。
Well, so far, we're going to give you a check for prayer.
我相信你已经祷告已经做得很好了。
A check for worship.
敬拜也已经做得很好了。
And some of you might think you have a check for study, because hey, I'm in a Bible study.
有的人可能认为你的学习。这一条也做得很好，因为你也在参加这个查经班嘛哈。
Now this has been on the screen for a little while, so
你们看了已经这个学习这一条已经看了一会儿了，你们应该有些清楚。
Study is a specific kind of experience.
那个学习是一种特别的一种经历。
In which through careful attention.
在这里边对非常认真的关注
to reality
这个真实的状况
the mind is able to move in a certain direction
所以是你的内心朝着某一个特定的方向来运行
in short if you study and do nothingThe words of the scripture are more like a resounding gong.
如果你是学了半天，你什么行动都没有的话，那就是一点用处都没有。
And those of you that know the scriptures know that I borrowed that statement.
如果你学习圣经的话，你知道这句话是从圣经上来的。
Romans 12:2 amplifies this even more.
罗马书十二章第二节把这条更加的放大。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world.
大家一同来读，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Study is not just reading the scriptures or gathering together with other Christians to read it.
就那个学习不只是你读读圣经，或者跟别的信徒们一同来读读圣经。
Study isn't just digging into it to understand its hermeneutical meaning.
圣经学习不只是那个学的深一点，要了解这个圣经里边的这个那个真正的意思。
It's deeper meaning.
更深的意思，甚至是。
Now studying is doing what it says.
学习就是要去做那个他要教导你的那件事。
James says, be doers of the word.
雅各书说要行道，不要光听道。
Christ isn't giving us an option.
基督不是给我们一个选择。
He's not making a recommendation.
他不是做一个建议。
He's directing a command to everyone who calls him Lord.
他是对那些称他为主的人发出一道强烈的命令。
In short, if you're not studying, truly biblically studying, and nothing is changing, then you're really not studying God's word.
那如果你不是认真去学，而且去照着去做的话，你真的没有学习神的话。
Now I'm going to ask you a really, really hard question.
那我现在问你们一个很难很难的问题。
And I'm purposely going to be silent afterwards because I want you to truly ponder this question.
我问完以后会停顿一下，我真的向你们希望你们去好好的思想一下。
And I do this because years ago I faced this question.
那我这样做是因为很多年以前我也面对这样一个问题。
If you feel that you are right about something, and the scriptures clearly demonstrate something that is in contrary or opposite to what you think or feel.
如果你认为你某件事情是对的，而且圣经非常明确无误的指出来，跟你正好相反。
Which one will you trust?
哪一件你更加相信？
See, study requires humility.
Yeah, 学习需要谦卑。
Are we humble enough to admit that the scriptures have lived longer than us?
你是不是足够的谦卑，认识到圣经活的时间比你长？
If we think about it in a purely mathematical sense.
如果我们只是从纯粹的数学的角度来思考这个问题的话
，approximately 4,500 years versus my 58.
4,500 years和我58年做个比较。
Logic tells me pick the one with the more experience.
那个逻辑告诉我应该选一个。更有经验的那一个。
But logic's not what we do, is it?
当然那个逻辑不是我们常常做的事情，对不对？
But scripture requires that kind of reflection.
那圣经需要我们有那样一种的思考。
And it can be intense.
那有的时候很强的很。
The situation you're sitting in can be overwhelming.
常常会对你来说有点很很厉害。天哪，看到故事来了。
And if the scriptures say it, and here's the hard truth.
当然，如果是圣经这样说，那这是一条认真的真理。
And they say it at least 3 times.
至少是3次。
Then you're wrong.
理是错的。
Big swallow right now.
你能咽下去吗？
That one's tough, isn't it?
是很厉害的。
Because see, study requires a change of your heart and a change of your mind.
学习需要你改变你的心思，改变你的意念。
Now, meditation is the next one.
那个默想是另外一条。
And we think we know this.
我们也认为我们可能比较知道这一点。
And we're living in a time, especially in the psychological community, where everything is mindful. Mindfulness is important.
Okay, 我们活在这样一个时代里边，我们觉得我们对什么事情都很留心、很认真。这个留心就是一个很重要的事情。
There's coloring books for adults now.
现在有这个那个小孩子画画那个书也给大人也有了 ，color book.
We need to learn how to breathe.
我们应该学习怎么样来呼吸。
We need to stop and smell the roses.
我们应该停下来闻闻路边的玫瑰的香味。
That's not Christian meditation.
这个不是基督徒的默想。
Now, don't get me wrong. We do need to slow down.
那当然不要误解我，我们当然应该停留下来慢一点。
And we do need to learn how to breathe. Did you know that the human body is really designed to breathe 6 breaths a minute?
我们应该慢下来，呼吸应该慢下来。你知道我们的身体设计的最好是六次的呼吸一分钟。
And the average person breathes 14 to 16.
一般的人呼吸14到16次。
Just saying. This is what Foster states.
那这是 Foster 他讲的。
Meditation creates, or rather allows Christ, through the submission of our will, to construct an inner sanctuary in our heart.
那个 meditation 是通过我们降服我们的意志，使得基督可以在我们心里重新塑造我们内心的圣殿。
Now, those of you that were in Lancaster, I sure hope it was better made than the one we saw.
那我们相信那些去兰卡斯的人应该知道这个圣殿是比我们所看到的那个更加的好。
So the Bible uses two different words in the Hebrew to convey the idea of meditation.
圣经是用两个不同的字来讲这个 meditation 这个默想这件事。
And they have various meanings, and Foster lists them in his book.
有一些不同的意思，那个 Foster 也把它写在那个书里面。
One is listening to God's word.
一个是听倾听。
Reflecting on God's works.
那个思想。
Rehearsing God's deeds.
预言上帝的行为。
And ruminating on God's laws.
反刍神的那个律法。
And there are many more.
当然还有一些不同的讲法。
See, meditation isn't about us.
Meditation 默想不是只是关于我们自己。
The techniques we use are to be used to slow us down.
我们刚才讲的那些属世的那些方法，只是让我们慢下来。
To get us out of this rat race and hustle and bustle life.
只是让我们能够在这个喧嚣的世界里边能够慢一点。
In order for us to hear God's voice.
对，他讲那个 Foster 是说让我们能够在这个喧嚣的世界里边能够慢下来，能够听到上帝的声音。
Hearing God's voice through the noise of our own racing thoughts.
在我们那个自己那个飞快的思想的这过程当中，能够听到上帝的声音。
So fasting is another one.
Fasting 就是禁食是另外一个方面。
And some of you probably have fasted, but we don't have time to talk about biblical fasting.
那个我们有些人可能练过怎么样做这个禁食，但是我们今天没有时间 来讲圣经里边怎么样讲禁食。
As a matter of fact, there's like 9 left, and we don't have time to go through them, but I'm going to at least tell you what they're called. And pick up the book. Buy it. It's a great book. I don't get any commission for that sales pitch, by the way.
它里面有12条，没那么多时间讲。至少你回去买一本那个书哈，去看自己去看一看。当然，我这样做广告，我也挣不到，没有挣钱哈。
So the remaining disciplines are service.
下面其他的一些操练包括服事。
Confession.
那个认罪。
Guidance.
引导。
Solitude.
这个孤独。
Notice that solitude and meditation are separate.
Solitude 就是静默，一个是默想，一个是静默，或者有的时候我们说是孤独一个人。
Submission
顺从。
Simplicity
简洁。
And celebration
庆祝。
Now, I'd like to point to one specifically.
我现在最后讲一个讲其中一条一个。
And this is because we experienced it in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
我们在Lancaster 的时候，我们也经历了一下。
And you asked me, why do those people dress the way they dress?
那是又是年轻人问我说，为什么这里的这些人是穿这样的衣服？
And it's because of this discipline.
就是因为这条简洁的这个操练。
And so it's called simplicity.
It's called 简洁简单。
There's an old Shaker hymn that goes like this.
有一个一个那个赞美诗是这样讲的。
Can you all read it?
You read it. 我给你们读一下英文中文的哈，我没有找到这个中文的这个歌词，我只是自己把它翻译了一下。礼物很简单，这是免费的礼物，这是你应当去的地方的礼物。当我们发现自己在这个地方时。那个协议在爱与欢乐的山谷中，当活得真正的简单时，鞠躬弯曲我们不会觉得羞耻，转身将是我们的喜悦，直到转弯我们转过身来。
This chapter alone is worth the price of the book.
这一章哈，这本书的这一章就值这个钱了哈。
I think this one can have the most transforming power if you listen to it, not just hear it.
如果你认认真真去听，不只是听到，它有很强的这个改变生命的力量。
Remember, Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow Him."
耶稣说你要拿起你的十字架，背起你的十字架来跟随他。
If you take that literally,
如果你真的是那样去想做的话。
You don't own a house.
你就不会去买一个房子。
You don't own a donkey or a mule or a horse or a car.
你也不会去想着去买一匹马，买一个驴，买一辆车。
The clothes that are on your back are your only pair.
你的身上穿的衣服就是唯一的一件。
But see, Jesus not only had the clothes on his back.He also had the burden of our sin on his shoulders.
当然，耶稣不只是说身上穿了一件他的唯一的一件衣服，他肩上担负着我们的所有的罪。
Now we can minimize it by saying, "Well, it was God."
当然我们可以简单说，因为他是上帝嘛。
But it's pretty clear you can't get much simpler than that.
但是另外一个方面。就是说你不能更简单了，生活不能变得比它还简单了。
So let me at least break it down to the point where I think we can get to.
我想让我们来看看我们可以做什么。
So first, let's critique the world we live in.
我们来看一看那个世界上来做什么。
The contemporary culture lacks.Both the inward and outward reality of a simplistic life.
这个今天的世界没有一个内在的、外在的一个简单的生活。
The world demands us to and leads us into a maze of competing attachments.
这个世界让我们进入一个非常竞争的、充满一个竞争的一个迷宫里面。
we focus on performance, success, achievement, and many other self-centered acts. Some of us may be ashamed of the clothes we're wearing. Or we might even look down on how some people are dressed. Or I can't believe that they drive that little car, or what's the smart car. Some of us are even afraid to drive a car until it wears out. Or shirt beyond fading. Or shirt with even just a little hole in it. We're worried about status. Prestige. Are we going to the best schools? Are we getting the best grades? And to quote my youth, are we Chinese failing? By the way, those that don't know, Chinese fail means you got a B. Now, God calls us to be the best we can be, but it's to be the best we can be in Him, not the best we can be for us. So if we recognize the world and the traps and the landmines and the other things that can trip us up, if you are doing the 12 disciplines, to the best of your ability, if you are loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, spending time in true study, true fasting, true prayer, etc.
如果你真的花时间去真的去学习，真的去禁食、祷告等等。
If you got every one of those spiritual disciplines lined up,
如果你把每一样都排在那里,
here's what you get to do.
那你就这是你应该做的。
Anything you want.
你还要什么呢?
Because God has reshaped your desires into His.
这样的话，上帝就重新塑造了你的期待，你的盼望。
So Foster says this. He says, until we see how unbalanced our culture is, we will not be able to deal with the mammon spirit within ourselves, nor will we desire Christian simplicity.
Foster 是这样讲的，在我们看到我们的文化有多么不公平之前，我们将无法处理我们内心的那个金钱的精神，也不会渴望基督的简单。
I like how he puts this, and this is pretty strong.
我很喜欢这样的一种讲法，这是非常强的。
So covetousness, wanting something that others have, we call it ambition.
我们把这个迷恋，就恋慕别人想要的，别人有的东西，我们把它叫做雄心。
Hoarding and not giving things away, or not just throwing things away. In some cases, we call that being prudent.
我们把我们的囤积，什么都不肯给别人，就囤积在给自己，我们把它叫做谨慎。
And some of us call it sentimentality.
谨慎。
greed we call hard work.
我们把那个贪婪叫做努力工作。
And wealth is what we believe to be the crown jewel for security.
我们把这个那个财富，我们把它叫做保险，社会保险。
And financial gain and strong bank accounts and 401ks, we call preparation for retirement.
我们把那个财富的堆积，那个银行账里对银行的一大堆钱，我们把它叫做准备退休金。
If your brother is hungry, give him something to eat.
如果你的兄弟饿了，你就给他一点去吃，给他吃的。
And who is your brother?
谁是你的弟兄呢？
Is it one of those 22,000 children in the 1040 parallel that just died today?
是不是那些那个两万两千个在十和四十这个 window 这个窗户在这个贫穷国家里边每天要死掉的两万两千个小孩子吗？
And the harsh truth is this.
那真正的真实是这样子的。
Most of us are conforming to the worldly standards, and we're experiencing delusional thoughts.
大部分人都是效法这个世界，我们也经历一些幻想，在妄想当中。
We're suffering from a spiritual psychosis.
我们那个正在经历一个精神病。
We have become so spiritually thwarted by the overwhelming need to be accepted.
我们属灵里边非常的挫败，因为我们希望被这个世界所接纳。
But not necessarily accepted on God's standards, but what on the world teaches us.
我们不是按照上帝的旨意被接纳，而是按照世界的标准，希望都。
We're to be number one or on the top.
我们或者希望。第一名，或者是在最顶上。
We need to be right.
我们希望我们都正确。
We need to be the smartest, the most hardworking, the busiest.
我们希望我们是最聪明的，最努力的。
But who defines smartest, hardworking, and busiest?
那我们到底是谁来定义什么叫聪明，什么叫忙碌，什么叫成功？
God has his definition in that book we call the Bible.
上帝在圣经里面给我们一个明确的答案。
And the world has given us something that's different.
这个世界给我们一个不一样的答案。
Simplicity brings peace.
Simplicity 简单会带来平安。
And the world that we live in, and the Bible uses this illustration, we have to be able to cut out the chaff from the wheat.
那圣经这样告诉我们，我们应当把这个糠秕和那个麦子给能够区分出来。
Simplicity removes the worry.
简单可以除去我们的忧虑。
Simplicity creates an environment where God can reach us through the psychotic noise of the modern era of this consumer-driven world.
这个简单可以让我们在这样一个精神那个不正常的这样一个那个世界里边，可以上帝仍然可以达到我们。
Simplicity drowns out the media, the internet, phones, cars, traffic.Rushing, sexism, racism, classism, and I could go on and on and on.
简单可以让我们除去这个世界上给我们的一切的东西，给我们造成混乱的一切的东西，包括媒体啦、互联网、电话、汽车、交通那个性别歧视等等。
National anthem, and the land of the free, and the home of the brave.
那个我们的这个叫 anthem， 就是那个国歌里面唱的，我们是一个那个一个平安的土地，英勇走的家乡。
But are we free from the U.S. consumer-driven culture?
那但是我们是不是也是从一个啊、看这个消费者的啊、这样一个文化里边能够到自由呢？
How many of us just had to have the iPhone 10?
是不是每你们是有多少人是一定需要这个啊、iPhone 10 呢？
How many of us have said, well, there's 60,000 miles on this car, we should get a new one?
然后我有些人哦，我这个车上已经有六万英里了，我们应该买个新的了。
Our nationalism numbs us to what God's calling us to do when it comes to simplicity.
我们的民族自豪感啊，让我们啊没办法能够安静下来，能让我们能够啊安静下来。
It's an anesthetic.
是一个
So let's numbing agent.
Okay, numbing agent. Oh, okay, anesthetic. Just, 叫什么？叫
An anesthesiologist puts us to sleep.
叫麻醉剂，麻醉剂。
The parable of the rich fool, as told by Jesus Christ in our scriptures.
也是讲了一个，愚蠢的这个富有的愚蠢的那个富人的故事。
And before you read it,
在你读之前
，pause
啊，就那个等
and listen carefully in your head to what you're reading.
Okay, 我们去啊，稍等一下，然后我们就在脑子里面认真的来读这个故事。Okay, 好，我们大家一同来读好吗？众人中有一个人对耶稣说：“夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。”耶稣说：“你这个人，谁命你我做你断事的官，给你们分家业呢？”于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”就用比喻对他们说：“有一个财主，田产丰盛。”自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说，我要这么办，我要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里收藏好我的一切的粮食和财物，然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂呐、啊，你有许多财物积存，可这多年的费用，只管安安夜夜的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人呐、啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
Simplicity is pretty controversial. However, it is very freeing.
简单简洁是通常经常不引起争议，但是呢，它却给你带来自由。
Now, I can give you a small sliver example of something I did to make my life simpler.
我告诉你一点点我自己让我生命简单的一点例子。
It's small.
很小很小。
And today, I'm not really completely in my uniform.
今天我不是穿的完全的那种统一的服装 uniform。
Maybe you've noticed, maybe you never have.
或者你注意到，或者你从来没注意。
But you will always, well, not always. Most of the time, you will see me in khakis, maybe different colors.
你看到我穿可能完全一样的，可是但是同样的，它一种
polo shirt,
或者是一个 polo 那个 T-shirt.
And usually a pretty beat up pair of tennis shoes or.Sneakers.
Danny makes
fun because I call them tenor shoes instead of number
one
tennis shoes, but sneakers. So, 或者是我就
是穿一两双的
这个很旧很破的，或者是这个网球鞋，或者是那个走路的鞋子。In 90-some% of occasions, this uniform is pretty acceptable.
这个。 90%的时间我都是穿这个比较统一的这个服装。
Now, sometimes I worry about what other people think.
那有的时候我会担心说别人怎么看。
And of course, sometimes I know the uniform isn't appropriate.
那么有的时候我也觉得我穿的这个统一的服装好像不是很合适。
But if you look at my closet,
如果你看一下我的别处理的话
，and Sandy can tell you,
Sandy 可以告诉你说
，this much is the khakis.
我的 khaki 的那个裤子有都是一样的。
This pole is the polo shirts.
这个另外这边就是我的那个 T-shirt polo shirt.
And I'll humbly admit to you, as an artist,
我跟你很谦卑的跟你说，我作为一个艺术家
，my shirts are hung by color.
我的衣服是按照颜色来排列的。
And if somebody says to me, "Well, what's the color pattern?" I say, "Well, Roy G. Biv, the color of the rainbow, right? It's natural to be in that order."
Okay, 如果你问我说为什么你要按照那个颜色来排列 ，Well, 这个。天上的那个彩虹也是按照彩那个颜色排列的。
Now this has given me some freedom.
这给我一些自由。
The best one is I don't have to think about what I'm going to wear.
最简单就是我不用担心，不用去想我到底要穿什么。
Just what color?
最简单的是你要看穿什么颜色。
It is cool to have something simple.
简单的生活是很好的，非常好。
Now keep in mind, there are many other areas where life is not something simple for us.
就是很多的那个方面，生活对我们来说并不是那么简单。
And I try and work real hard to make one other area simple, and it's not easy.
但是呢，这我就希望。在至少一个方面，我能把让生活变得很简单，也不是很容易。
And that is with the cars we drive.
对，还有那个我们开的车子。
I would love nothing more than to have a brand spanking new Honda Accord plug-in hybrid.
我当然很希望有一个非常新的、非常漂亮的。一个那个 hybrid 的那个 Honda Accord，
but that's not simple.
但是这个不是一个不是很简单。
Because to own that, there's a host of issues that come with it, aren't there?
当这你拥有这辆车，有好多很多相关的问题，是吧
？Car payments.
花钱。
Higher insurance.
那个配保险费。
Wife nagging you to keep it clean.
太太，然后老要跟你说，保持清洁。
Consumerism consumes us.
那个消费者的心态消费我们。
So I'm going to give you one true fact about the United States.
给我们，请你给我一条简单的那个事实，关于美国的事实。
We are 6% of the world's population.
我们那个只有这世界人口的6%。
And we consume 1/3 of the energy in the world.
我们消耗了市场1/3的能源。
We are not quick to reject things that make us addictive. Addicted.
我们很少来拒绝让我们让我们上瘾的这些事物。
I'm going to step on the toes of my youth right now.
我要站那个让我们的幼师们感到很不舒服了。
I'm going to give an example of a few things that we become addicted to.
我们给是让我们能够让我们那个上瘾的事情。
Video games.
Video games.
But adults can be addicted to the next one.
那个，但是大人们也会对另外下面的事情会上瘾。
Cell phones.
你电话，你是这也是上瘾的。
twice, not once, but twice this morning, someone from this pulpit said these words.
两次，不是只一次。 有人在这个讲台上讲到,
and I was not the one that said them.
我不是那个讲的那一个。
Please remember to silence your cell phones.
请注意关掉你的手机。
I am not going to ask you to raise your hand.
我不想让你去来举起你的手。
But those of you who didn't or have looked at it during this service, something to consider. From this point forward, my prayer for all of us, and this includes Sandy, myself, and everyone I love, let us try to refuse to become victims to the propagandized custodians of the modern world. Let us not be a buy it now, pay it later society. Let us reject anything that accepts oppression in others. Let us wear things out before we throw them away. And imagine and know this. And those of you that are above 50 will really identify with this, I think. Our body wears out. Does God throw it away? No, He makes it new again. Reject anything, everything, and all things that distract you from the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Amen.